Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to get back into this conversation about the most important Falcons this season, the top 20. We got to cover quarterback. Obviously, Michael Penix has to be on this. Mike, you've already named nine guys. Bo, you've named 10. We have plenty more positions to go, just like quarterback, like I just mentioned. But let's start with tight end. Where do you guys land on this one?
This was tough, man. This was a really hard one for me.
Tight end?
Yeah.
I got one.
I did not put Kyle Pitts on my list for tight end. I got Charlie Warner. You've got to be – you're laughing because you got to feel the same way. Like, to me – and I'll tell you where I'm at with that because we're going to – are we getting wide receiver this time around? Or is that this segment?
If we
okay.
get
so
there.
So I will tell you, Ray Ray McCloud would have had to have been included in my list if I had included Kyle Pitts. I could not in good faith say, yeah, Kyle Pitts is that guy and Ray McLeod's not. So right. I have Charlie Warner on my list. My tight end's on one tight end I have.
How am I going to give the reason that you should be giving?
Okay. Go ahead.
The reason I have Charlie Warner is because he is the only or the most dependable blocking tight end on the roster. And this offense is whatever. How do you feel about this? You tell me this. I don't want to get too deep because I know we got this stuff, but I think that we have to talk in depth sometimes about things because too far or too often we don't talk the reality. Is this not a offense predicated on the run game?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the two of the most important players on this roster or the quarterback and the running back to me. And I know I'm getting ahead of myself, so just hold on. But if I can't depend on one guy to block at the tight end spot, which is Kyle Pitts, because we can't, then I have to put the guy who is the blocking tight end, who that times they have at what, the fullback type position, right?
It was H-back or whatever,
H-back.
Yeah.
It's Charlie Warner.
Off-ball tight end.
And Charlie Warner will catch the ball, too. Not a lot. I mean, you know, that's why Ray Ray does some of the things that he is telling the importance of him and Drake, actually. But Charlie Warner is the guy that you depend on, and he got more snaps last year late in the season than Kyle did.
Yeah, he did. And I guess the reason that you say that that's usually an argument I would have brought up, I agree with you, but I don't even I'm past the point of including Kyle Pitts as a blocker.
But that's my point.
Yeah, like I
just figured
that's why I brought up the Ray Ray McCloud thing. To me, it's more of not Charlie Warner versus Kyle Pitts in that conversation. It's Kyle Pitts versus Ray Ray McCloud. Like, well, that's how I think of him.
I just figured you would say it's Charlie Warner because he's the blocking tight end, and it's a run-first offense. No matter what they want to tell you, it's a run-first offense.
Yeah.
There might be game. Now, Zach has said, and he said it the first day he got here, he said, we're not run first or throw first. We are take what the defense gives us or what we see we can exploit. But I can tell you, they want to every team really wants to run the ball more than they throw because normally it means that they're ahead.
It means they're attacking. It means their offensive line's probably more comfortable not allowing them to send blitz packages at you and try to get you off balance. Like, yeah, you're dictating the pace of the game.
Yeah, so to me, it's just that's the importance of Charlie Warner is he is another offensive lineman on this team. He brings so much in that aspect. So that's why I had Warner and not the other guy.
Let's move on to quarterback. Any names here?
Yeah, obviously, and this is the simplest one. It's Michael Penix. He's got to have a good year. I was curious to see if Bo was going to include Kirk Cousins or anything like that, because I think that would be a wild card. And, you know, whether or not he's even on the roster, we don't know. But I got Michael Penix. It's pretty clear cut.
Yeah, and he was the first guy I put down.
Yeah.
He was the first guy I put down, and Ryan Neusel was the second guy I wrote down. When I was just sat down and was like, who are the 20 most important guys that come to mind?
Mm-hmm.
I used a plethora of defensive linemen, so I didn't have a spot for the backup quarterback. With all due respect.
Yeah, I'm, right. It's fine.
No, that's fine. Easy and simple on that one. How about running back?
This was the first guy I wrote down. It was Bijan Robinson. He was the first one on my list. You got to have a good year out of Bijan, and I think that he's that important to this team. He's the heartbeat of this team to me. He's the soul of what the Atlanta Falcons are. I think we all, you know, Michael Penix, there might be games where he has no touchdowns but no interceptions, and Bijan rushes for 140, maybe catches another couple passes, 170 all-purpose, and you win the game. That's how important Bijan is for me. Past that, I also included Tyler Allgeier. I think that he's one of the top 20 most important for me. And you mentioned you kind of got D-line heavy. I got to the offensive side of the ball, and I just decided that if Bijan has to take every carry of every run snap, that this offense can't work. To your point, it's a heavy run dose the way this offense is schemed. And Tyler Allgeier has to be part of that for me. And I couldn't include Charlie Warner and not include Tyler Allgeier because I think that he is, that hammer that has to come around at times and kind of spell Bijan. So I know I realized that last year Tyler Allgeier is only taking 25% of the snaps, I think, offensively, but those are a massive 25 for me. So I included both he and Bijan in my top 20 list.
Third name I put down was Bijan Robinson because I think he's the most important? It's hard to say. I think quarterback is always your most important spot. That's why they get paid what they do. Bijan Robinson is the best player on this football team.
Agreed.
And I don't believe it's as close as anyone would have right to argue. I think you could make arguments, but Bijan Robinson is the best player on this team. He's the most versatile player on this team. And I think he will have his best season as a receiving running back that he's ever had in his career. And I believe Michael Penix will be a big part of that. But I mean, Bijan Robinson, you said heartbeat. I think it's well said. He is it. He is the guy.
Yeah. No Allgeier for you.
No Allgeier. Again, I used a lot of defensive linemen.
I was going to say. I'm trying to count what your split is between offense and defense right now.
As much as I love Tyler Allgeier, as much as I love him, and he, there are games where they need him. There's 2 to 3 games a year where his style just plays, right? He's not as important as Bijan, and he's not as important as a couple of other positions that I think you're really going to need to step up this year.
Yeah, I think where I would sit, and I brought up earlier, and I know we got a couple other positions to get to, but I brought up I would have switched out Mike Hughes for Dorless on your list. I think that when it comes to Tyler Allgeier, I would have switched him out because obviously you're heavy defensive line. I would have switched him out for James Pierce. I don't know what James Pierce is, and he's obviously the second of the first round pick. I hope for a great year from him, but I don't think it's imperative when you look at the importance of going towards a playoff run. I don't think James Pierce is as important as Tyler Allgeier.
I disagree, and I know that we'll probably tomorrow we're going to kind of have some guys that we agree on and the guys we don't, we're going to disagree. I think it's extremely imperative that James Pierce shows up and does one thing. People want to talk about how Jalen Walker is this and James Pierce is not. Yes, Jalen Walker is a more complete player. But that's the role he played in college. James Pierce has one job for me this year. I need him to excel at one thing, and that is getting the quarterback on the ground. And that, I think, can be accelerated by the other guys around him. Okay? He needs to grow as a run stopper. But the one thing I need from him is getting the quarterback. If he was to give me 6 to 8 sacks, I think that is a huge thing for this team. I know that's a big number.
I agree with you.
But to me, that's what his importance is, taking advantage of where they are paying attention to other guys.
Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
college football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, at this point, you guys have both chosen 13 players of your top 20 most important Falcons of this season.
I think my count says that we've agreed on
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, you've agreed on a lot of them.
Yeah, we've agreed on 9 of them so far.
Well, how about a wide receiver? Let's see if you agree on this.
You want me to start?
Yeah, please do. This was tough.
I have two. I have Drake London, who you could argue is behind let's just throw out quarterback because we always know what that means. Behind Bijan, he's the second most important player on the offense as far as skill position. He is your tight end. He is at times a deep threat. He is a 100 catch, 1,000 yard, 8 touchdown guy. Yeah. But the reality is when you need a big catch, you go to Drake London.
Yeah.
He is that big.
Can I stop you right there? Do you think that if Michael Penix is able to play up to his game, that he goes over the 9 touchdowns or whatever we're talking about from a year ago, that he's up in the 14-15 category if Michael Penix is able to flourish? Because I do. I think there's so much more as far as red zone that Drake London should be able to do.
No, he had 9.
That should be able to do with a competent quarterback and one that can actually move around and extend plays.
But I think you have to understand, too, that it's eventually like Drake London is now on the map. He's a 1,000-yard, 9-touchdown guy. He's on the map, 100 catch. There's going to be attention to other places. Yep. Now, if my second name steps up, then, yeah, I think he can. And that guy's Darnell Mooney, because Darnell Mooney does everything. He's a yak guy. He stretches the field. He at times, like, there were times where it almost felt like Kirk had more of chemistry with Darnell early in the season than Drake, and he would put Darnell up. I go back to that catch against Tampa in the Thursday night game, where Kirk just puts it up in the middle of the field, yep, and Darnell climbs the ladder and grabs it. And to me, that was where it was like, wow.
Yeah.
I just think having his importance to this team is a big that you have 2,000 yard receivers. They are both very important.
Yeah, Allie, I wish I had two different players. I've got Darnell and Drake as well. And the reason, though, I think is a little bit different from what Blow's explaining. I think when I look at Darnell Mooney, I look at Darnell Mooney and say he's important because he allows Drake to be what Drake should be. And that's that power slot receiver. We talk about it all the time, essentially playing the tight end role for this offense. Darnell Mooney is the deep threat, right? He's the guy that kind of gets the safeties to run off and kind of eases up some of that underneath coverage, just allows Drake to run those slants and everything else, the crossing routes underneath that allows him to play that position. Without Darnell Mooney, all of a sudden Drake is on the outside and you're asking him to do things that he's probably not capable of doing, and that's take the top off the defense. So I'm with you. Darnell Mooney, Drake London, I think both those guys fit in. I didn't go any deeper than that. I didn't get down to Ray McLeod or Kadarius Hodge or anybody else like that, although I think the argument could be made for Ray.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't think they have the best, but I think the Falcons have a top 5 to 7 receiving core in the NFL, and it is vastly underrated because you have 2,000-yard guys and Darnell and Drake, because I know Darnell was like 8 yards from it or whatever. But then you have
and
Ray
didn't play week 18.
Yeah. But then Ray had over 600 yards last year. I mean, Ray had right at 700 yards and 62 catches. Dude, that's pretty freaking good for a guy that everyone thought was going to be like the 5th or 6th option. And we're not even talking about Kadarius Hodge, who can step up when needed.
I think there's a tendency among some Falcons fans to say, well, Ray shouldn't have to rely on Ray. Doesn't matter to me. Like, I don't care if we should or we shouldn't. If Kyle Pitts obviously, were to play up to his standards and his ability, we wouldn't lean on Ray McLeod as much. But he's there, and he's being able to step up to the plate. I know he had a couple of drops, but I think I'm a big Ray fan in the way he fits into this scheme.
But that's just that. That's more of a, well, they don't like the fact that it's a guy that you signed on a two. I think it's more about what he's been in his career than what he actually is for this team.
I agree.
Which I can't stand, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, and you guys have both chosen 15 of your top 20 most important players of the Falcons this season. We'll find out the final five at 8:20 between special teams, safety, linebacker. We'll see what they pick. And coming up, the Thunder survived the Pacers in that late rally. We'll recap game five of the NBA Finals next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.